Guess who? It's Dylan from BODS here. On the next episode, the boys recap their weekend. All the fun shit that they did. You don't want to miss that. Also, we have Zach Attacks for ya. Please stay tuned in. You don't want to miss this. It's BODS. We're coming right back. Bam.
BODS, we're back. Play those tunes, Carlo. I want to hear it. I want to hear those tunes louder. Louder. We are back here for you. To my right, I have...
Carlo.
To my left, I have...
Zach.
I am Dylan. We're going to do a little weekend recap for you. We had a hell of a weekend. Carlo and I...
You guys put your phones on silent?
That is. My phone is never on silent because I just don't give a fuck.
No, that's me.
I know.
My phone is on silent. I've been to enough movies.
Zach, you had a hell of a weekend, too. We will get to that soon.
I want to hear your guys' story.
Carlo,
I have made these guys not tell me a single thing, even about the details of the hotel, just so I could get the candid reaction on mic for you guys to listen.
Carlo was a deer and took me to Palm Springs for the weekend.
It's magical.
And we stayed at...
We stayed at the Ace Hotel.
Yes.
Pretty
the
nice.
East Hotel?
Ace.
Ace Hotel.
Ace.
Okay.
Ace Hotel.
It's actually, it's owned by the same guys that own the Cha-Cha.
Is it?
Which I did not know. And for those of you who are not from the L.A. area, which I don't know if any of you aren't, but Cha-Cha is a kind of Mexican bar, hip
tiki
bar.
Tiki bar.
It's not a tiki bar.
Or tiki.
It's kind of like a...
No,
there's tiki.
There's tiki
inside.
Effect. There's tiki effect.
There's a tiki effect. It's kind of
like around the bar in the center.
It's kind of like a beach bar, but
yeah.
Inside and not near a beach.
And hipster.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the crowd is very hipster.
Yeah. But the hotel is fucking awesome. It's like a W or a standard like kind of hotel.
Yeah.
Affordable.
It was like 180.
Basically, the hotel surrounds the pool. The main central focus is the pool,
wow.
And the shape of a pool is like it was like an hourglass or some kind of parallelogram shape. But music is going. Everybody's just in the pool because it's 100 fucking degrees outside.
So was the pool crowded?
Always crowded. I mean, there almost wasn't a spot to get in the pool. You had to. You could not talk to somebody next to you because you were this close.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Was there a deep end or was it one of those modern kind of hangout pools?
Hangout pool.
3 feet
okay.
deep, I think.
3 feet.
Universally.
Deep.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there was a deep end if you're like midget. But most pools about 3.5 feet.
I don't know. I prefer a deep end, but in that kind of situation, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's not like people were doing like fucking Olympic style laps or anything.
Yeah,
but
you
want to
hang
out. You have to be close enough to talk to the cocktail waitress, and you can't really swim and do scissor strokes and like keep afloat while holding a drink.
Yes.
So basically, knee deep for a guy of my height.
It would be about knee deep. I'd say maybe thigh at the most.
It's 3.5 feet.
It's a good wade for me.
You would have to get probably. You could probably be more comfortable on your knees in the pool because your
penis
shoulders
would be
I don't
dry.
Know, Zach
and
hasn't been comfortable on his knees.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. So we checked in. Our room was pretty awesome. However, the air conditioning did not work.
Oh my god, that was worse. We were drinking all fucking day, and then we go into the hotel room like take a disco nap.
Power nap.
Go out.
Okay, wait. So you guys get there around what time? Like
1.
Right, well, yeah,
we had to. We couldn't check in. Me and the room wasn't ready not till 3, so we just went right to the pool and
okay.
We started drinking. And then we realized we have to go check in. We've already had about 3 fucking Greyhounds. Just vodka and grapefruit, delicious.
I was about to ask.
Delicious.
Good times.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you guys were at the pool for a couple hours, then
right. Out in the heat, and then we decided to go up to the room to take a disco nap before we went to dinner.
And it's about what? Like
it's about
110
it's
degrees?
It's about 105. I mean,
outside, yeah.
It's about 7 p.m. after we finally check in. We go back up to the room, take a disco nap. We realize, man, it's really hot.
I woke up, and it was like I was inside of a St. Bernard's mouth. Like, it was fucking just, like, damp and fucking hot. And I was just like that, like, especially if you've been drinking. And you wake up to that, it's like the fucking worst thing in the world.
It was cooler outside.
It was like dog hair all over the place.
It was cooler outside, and outside was 101 degrees.
Really?
Was,
this hotel, this really nice hotel you guys are talking about, the AC was not working.
AC was not working at the Ace.
Ace.
No. they were cool about it. They switched our room. They moved all our shit for us while we were out at dinner.
Into a better room.
Actually.
We actually go to this other room. The room we had originally was a king bed with two of these little day beds. So two people could sleep on it.
Oh.
They moved us into this double suite with two double beds.
It was two queen beds.
With two separate bathrooms. Two separate showers. We walk in. We think it's a mirror.
Yeah,
Carlo was
exactly.
Carlo was like, "Good, I'm glad that." Carlo goes, "I'm glad that wasn't a mirror because I was gonna fucking break that." I mean, it's a room we should have checked in originally.
That was beautiful.
But I just didn't, you know.
No, we had a good time in Palm Springs. Palm Springs is known as, like, kind of a, you know, a retirement town slash, like, a gay retreat.
Oh, yeah, they have that white party there once a year, my roommate tells me about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we went out, and we didn't do anything too fucking crazy.
Because, yeah, here I am expecting, like, a story with some fornicating and some, you know.
We do have to mention, we did go to the Crazy Coconut, the karaoke bar, and we serenaded a bunch of fat bitches.
Yeah. All right.
There was a bachelorette party after bachelorette party after bachelorette
party.
Sure,
sure. It's a great... I guess that's what they do there.
And we just drank our asses off. And drinking in the sun like that is just...
It's
just a bad idea.
It's exhausting, but it's also pretty. You know, like, you get some sights that you don't really get if you're drinking at night.
Yes.
You get, like, the sun hitting things. I personally like a bit of day drinking every once in a while.
I do have to mention Carlo, and this is very funny.
Please.
When Carlo gets drunk... He gets silent, as also Scott does, too, I've noticed.
A little bit.
So he's talking to this girl, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the sentence, he just kind of pauses and just looks at her, and the girl bends down to, like, light her cigarette. This is pretty suave. He just bends down and just stares right in her eyes, and she just has no idea what to say. And I'm just watching this, and he's, like, just looking right at her.
So... Is this game, Carlo, or is this just you, like, I don't really want to talk, I'm just going to confuse this woman by staring at her?
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one, because I don't remember you yet, so I can't tell you what that was.
Yeah.
It's not about what you do, it's about what you
it
remember.
It could be like when a dog sees itself in the mirror kind of thing, it just, like, moves with it, like, I thought I was on the same level with her. Decided to go down with her.
Maybe you thought she had a secret or something, so you're just like, what's going on?
I also have to bring this up, and feel free to shoot this down or roll with this, and I hope you roll with it. Carlo met a girl that he really, really wanted to hate fuck.
Okay.
Right, buddy?
So, I'm thinking a click back with some blonde hair, maybe a red streak.
Not even close, man.
Hate fuck, really?
Hate fuck.
See, okay, so here I am. I'm imagining the like a click clack with blonde hair, maybe a red streak.
Nope.
Hair. Okay.
Not at all.
All right. Let me hear this.
Well, we had the good fortune of running into an Armenian caravan or something that was happening there.
Yeah,
in Palm Springs, in the desert, right? Armenians,
wow.
Weird. But basically,
are you sure they weren't just Indians?
No, because they had more hair. Armenians have more hair.
Yeah.
But anyways, met up with these people. Really fun group of people, basically.
Yeah.
They were from, like, right outside of L.A. Like, kind of, it was one of those pools, like Dylan was saying, where you can't really not talk to anybody. So we just kind of sitting there and started talking with them, chit-chatting. All
right.
Her brother was an interesting guy.
Reg! His name was Reg.
Reg. His name was Reg.
The not-gay-gay guy.
The not-gay-gay guy.
Wow.
The most not-gay-gay guy I've ever met in my entire life.
The most gay, straight man... That really likes to actually suck up.
He'd be like, listen, I love your dick right now in those bathing shorts,
so basically,
but I'm not gay.
Right.
I'm not gay.
I'm imagining your gaydar is going off. And oftentimes when your gaydar is going off,
it's pretty right.
Pretty accurate.
I would like to say that my gaydar is, it's like HD.
Right.
It's not just a
so
it's a premium.
It's premium. Yeah, no, it's like Google Images of, like, right where the, you know, it's
like there was, like, a flat
satellite
photo.
Satellite photos, like, from NASA. That's why my gaydar.
Right. Okay, so this guy was, but
I got,
not
like, a gay sniper scope.
The hate fuck's brother was a not gay gay guy.
Yeah, the hate fuck's brother was a not gay gay guy. Now, Reg, his name is Reg.
His name was Reg for the show.
Did you just think you were fabulous?
He did. He
okay.
was very complimentary.
Yeah.
Talked about how attractive I was. He talked about how I was really fit and in shape.
And how much he loved eating vagina.
he did.
But he always preps that after. He's like, but I'm not gay.
Yeah,
but I'm not gay.
Yeah. Oh.
Totally not gay.
I know this.
You look great. You look like you work out a little bit. Don't you love eating vagina?
Yeah. He's like, I love pussy so much, but why can I tell this guy he's really good looking? Give me a hug. Like,
like
that.
It's that thing that, like, in the closet gay guys do where it's like they talk about shit that, like, straight guys don't talk about but they think that they do.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Like, oh man, I just want to eat that girl's pussy for like 3 hours. It's like, no, nobody wants to fucking do that.
Nobody
like,
wants to do that.
Like, oh, I can't just wait to go down and get lockjaw from going out on this girl for fucking...
In 101 degree fucking Palm Springs weather.
Oh, God.
Like wearing this conversation around you like it's army fatigues or something. Like, I'm sorry.
This girl had really great tits. They were like bags of water.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude. Like,
you're gay, dude. You're fucking gay. We,
oh, no, there's... Oh, have you ever been to West Hollywood to this really great anal bleaching place?
I'm not gay!
We're not gay!
No, straight way.
That's gay here.
But he was like, he was a really symmetrical, attractive dude. And he was like, built like a fucking prize fighter.
Yeah.
He was just ripped.
He had a jaw like I've never seen.
Yeah,
he was just like,
yeah.
A gorgeous jaw.
Gorgeous looking dude. And he was just all about me.
Yeah.
The whole time. And then technically, he was a gay.
Well, did you guys suit up?
We did not see. It was way too hot to suit up.
Okay.
Even
well, anyway, so we're talking about the hate fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I get past the security of Reg. And his sister's there, and she starts off the conversation with, what ethnicity are you? And I'm like, well, I'm Spanish and Filipino. She's like, I fucking hate Spanish people and Filipino people. I'm like,
oh my god, you, wow.
I'm like,
did you see a shooting star when she said that or something?
Immediately knew why they were going to hate fuck.
It's magic! You know! Yeah, no, she's like, I hate both Spanish and Filipino. I'm like, well, all right, cool. And then she is kind of like, she's like, she flipped me off, turned around, and just like waded away.
And stars
just
crossed in
just
your eyes.
Crossed in my eyes. I was like, the fuck with that bitch? And I was like, I want to hate fuck her. I want to hate fuck her.
You're surrounded by all these beautiful women. You're only looking at this one chick.
And she wasn't,
just
she
said
wasn't,
something
she
mildly
wasn't,
weird.
I mean,
she was not pretty.
She had an okay body, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, not great. It's okay.
She looked like she had no teeth.
I am loving this. Okay, so...
But
wow.
I just wanted to...
This is Carlo in a nutshell, ladies.
Yeah, man. Pretty much. The key to my heart is to...
To call him an asshole.
Just
out Carlo, Carlo. She out Carlo, Carlo.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Carlo had to re-raise Carlo.
Re-raise Carlo.
Yeah.
Carlo, chapter 5.
Go on.
So that happened, and then, you know, we went out that night, and then we met back up with them when we got back to the hotel.
So numbers were exchanged.
No.
Not even
that. That was like, that's what happened...
Saturday.
At the pool.
That was Saturday.
That was Saturday night at the pool. She like walked away and then she came back like to say something shitty to me. I forget what it was because I was kind of drunk.
Your boner must have been visible.
Yeah.
Well, you dunked her in the pool as well as you got drunk.
My boner was actually
in San Bernardino.
That's how far it went.
But I'm not gay.
So she said something shitty to me, and I don't remember what she said because I had been drinking a lot at that point. But I just picked her up and started dunking her in the pool like 4 or 5 times. Because that's, you know, because I'm a fucking kindergartner and I
right.
like to pull hair and throw balls at people.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's how you let them know that you like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was the last interaction we had before we went out that night.
So did she have like makeup on? Like, I'm just imagining you just mercilessly dunking this girl's head in the pool like a jock against a nerd or something.
She was going to law school at LMU to be a public interest lawyer. And she's Armenian, her daddy's a doctor, and
oh,
she was not hot.
All right, okay, yeah.
Anyways, so that was the last interaction we had before we went out. So we went out, had a great time, came back to the hotel, met up with them again, all the Armenian caravan in their room, because they had some drinks there, and they were having people, like,
yeah.
hanging out. And Reg's face lit up
yeah.
when we walked in the door.
Because he
was here.
Because he wasn't
oh,
gay.
That's not gay.
He's not gay.
So I'm here.
I missed you. I'm not gay.
Okay, come here.
I'm
going
to get a touch. And we walked in, and she was there. And first thing she does is flip me off again.
Yeah,
was like,
were her eyes still kind of bloody or black and blue from the pool water? Getting
no,
into
no.
The...
It was fine. It was fine at that point. And I started asking all the Armenians some Armenian insults to say to her.
This is when you got really drunk.
Yeah, I started getting really drunk.
What is an army? Did you get one?
Oh, the guy was just feeding me lines.
He had an interpreter.
I had an interpreter. I'm like, yeah, tell me how to say...
Nice Armenian kiss.
Tell me how to say I'm going to stomp on your pussy with a fucking, you know, steel-toe boot. And he's like,
there's no translation for that. You crazy fuck.
And he was just saying it to me. And the funniest part was that she was insulting me in Armenian, but then I was like, I don't speak it, so... Like,
it's much less impactful
because
you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
Everything they say sounds like an insult.
Yeah, pretty
much. Doesn't
even
fucking matter.
They sound angry, like Germans.
Yeah.
So that was the last interaction we had. We kind of left the room after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day at the pool, we're chilling in the pool in the water.
So this is Saturday now?
This
is Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Sunday, okay.
Sunday morning, we're chilling in the water, just like on the steps, like kind of leaning back. We see the whole Armenian caravan over, like in the chairs over there. And then she kind of like sees me, like this after a couple hours too.
Yeah.
Sees me and immediately just flips me off again.
Right, no, her little meeting gesture.
Yeah, it's her little call, like an Armenian call. So I just like, I'm like, oh, hey,
yeah. Yeah, hello, nice to see you
too. Hey, yo.
And then she waved at him and then she flipped me off again. Then I gave her the Justin Bieber heart. And then flipped her off.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh, God.
And then she came over, and as she's walking over, I say to Dylan, I really want to fucking hate fuck that girl.
Well, naturally. Jesus Christ.
I don't think she's attractive.
There's so much sexual tension going on.
I just want to fuck her till the point where she's like, just gives me like a baffled look after I just tear her apart.
Like a terrified look. Just...
She just kind of shakily raises a hand to flip you off and you smack it out of the leg.
I sent her off to law school like that, huh?
Yeah, no, I would probably finger blast her with both my middle fingers for like an hour. I would. I'd give her like the Dane Cook, like double.
Knowing you, you'd probably get her hands and your middle fingers just four fingers.
Oh, yeah.
No cheese play for that, bitch.
No cheese play for her.
No.
Cheese play is too good for her.
Yeah.
So anyway, she gets in the pool, and I just, I don't know where it came from, but I just walked over to her, and I'm like, hey, so you fucking hate me, I hate you, you want to go on a date or what?
I was sitting right there, and like, I was spilling drinks in the pool.
And
I go out.
She's sitting right
tomorrow.
There.
Circle of life.
So it's just a loving era we live in.
And then she did this. I re-carload her by saying that.
Then she
completely blew it. Completely blew it.
Because
what a good move to that would have been.
Yes.
Would have been like, all right, what's your number?
Or just like,
or,
finally, I've been sending you these signals all this fucking
time. No.
Less
so
is more.
So
Less is more with the hate fuck.
I'm thinking like an adult.
It's me saying, you know, hey, you fucking hate me, I fucking hate you. So we're going to go on a date or what? She should have said, yeah, when?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because, okay.
And then I would have been like, tomorrow, 9.
No, you would have been like, I was just kidding, fuck you.
No. Tomorrow, 9. She'll have done, all right, cool. Get my number.
I think that's the key to find the women that you are going to be with is the one that just out-cargos you every day of your life.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. What she did...
Yeah, what did she do?
What she did... What did she just started fucking blathering on...
That's Sasha Gray?
Sasha Gray.
She made Sasha Gray.
Hold on,
sex.
Wait, whoa.
And like...
Sex, how I do this, I do that. She just was de-virginized a year ago.
Wait, what?
She's...
I'm getting lost here. So you say, okay, so whatever, you want to go on a date, and she says... I like Sasha Gray because she sucks dick really well.
Well, no, she said she saw Sasha Gray there the day before or something. Like, just started blathering. Like, just about anything and everything.
So avoiding the question?
Maybe? No, she was talking about sex, and she was talking about, like, all that kind of stuff and where I was going to take her. But it was like she was getting, like, her stock was just, like pest.
It's a 1929.
It was just,
like,
it was like
depression.
Yeah. The red arrow is coming.
Yeah, it's going way down. She's
red.
Blah, 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 blah. Talking about... Have, like, me fucking her in the back of a car.
What?
In
the
ass.
In
the
ass.
Like,
even maybe you can put it in the ass, too.
Like,
hey,
maybe, like, hey, well, yeah, let's have a threesome. And it was just like...
How old was she?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my next
point. How experienced was she?
She was... Her stock started going down, and I started to see how young she was.
Yeah.
And how inexperienced
she was.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So you're, like, 19 or something.
She was 23?
Yeah, 23.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad. But the hate fuck was losing its allure.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hate.
Hate fuck was losing its
allure.
I want
to give her a warm glass of milk and put her to bed. Yeah.
Right, like you're becoming a human child right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
In front
of
us.
Like literally, I'm seeing this transformation.
And that's something, you know, dating in LA or pretty much anywhere, it's always the girls that are that talk way too much about it.
That suck at it.
That's true.
Just so inexperienced and, like, so not, like, don't even know what their own body does. And it's like, it was just like that, like, in Technicolor 3D.
Wow.
Like, it was just bad. And I just stopped talking.
Yeah.
I just kind of turned away.
I felt it, too. That's why I was like, you know, we should probably get back to LA.
Wow.
I felt that, too. I was like,
I gave her a handshake. and no phone number, and I gave Reg a bare-chested hug, and we left.
Yeah, there was more connection with Reg at that point.
Yeah.
But he's not gay!
Yeah, no, because definitely talking about sex at that level, you're kind of showing your colors as inexperienced, because it's the same concept. Remember when we talked about fighting? You're not worried about the guy dancing around talking about how much he's going to kick some ass. You're worried about the guy that's sitting there quiet.
Take my shirt off, put on the fucking
meter
pole.
Have anything to prove, that's a person that probably knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're sitting around just talking about how good you are at this and that, you're probably not.
I'm pretty good at sex, though, and I talk about it a lot.
Yeah, but not in a candid conversation like that. Oh my God, does he talk about it a lot?
I'm the rare one that is good at it.
No, it's just the fact of, like, I will downplay myself.
Yeah, you'll play it subtle.
But, like, the girls that, like, I actually just had a recent experience with a girl that, like, she talked a good game, like a fucking excellent game. It wasn't really there.
Well,
kick rocks, bitch.
Because
kick
most
rocks.
People that do. Like, say, for example, you're a musician of some kind. If you go around saying, I'm the best at this, you're probably not, you know?
Unless you're, like, Kanye West or something.
Well, Kanye West? No, I don't think he's all that good. We're getting into a different topic.
Well, yeah, needless to say, we had... You want to close that up?
Yeah, well, that was pretty much closed up.
I mean with our hate fuck girl. Ace Hotel, we love you. God, that was a great time experience. But now Zach went to San Diego at a hell of a time. Please... San Diego is your second home. Tell us.
Well,
down.
Actually,
San Diego
is a bit of my second home.
Did you
me.
Wear your San Diego clothes?
I did not. That factors into my story.
Tell
I got some comments.
Tell the listeners at home about your San Diego clothes.
Well, in LA, you can wear things that fit a little bit differently, and in San Diego, people look at you like you're gay.
Before.
Like the word on the tip of everyone's tongue in San Diego is gay. If you comb your hair, you're probably gay. If you wear fitted jeans, they call them tight gay pants.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Red would have a field day.
If I wear fitted clothing down there, and God forbid I wear a vest and a tie, I am probably the gayest person to ever walk off
and
of
these
a party
are,
bus.
These are your friends that are saying this to
No,
you.
This was actually other people. My friends down there are used to the fact that I dress differently from them. Anyway, so Friday was my good friend Greg's birthday. It was his 30th birthday, and he's 2 hours south. We're here in L.A. He's down there in San Diego, and when it's your friend's 30th birthday, you gotta go.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, you
got
to go
luxury.
And bail on the trip to Palm Springs with your other two best friends, you bastard.
It was his 30th birthday. I had to do it. I know. I was supposed to go to Palm Springs, but I had to go wish
he
my friend.
It didn't seem like you had any idea that his birthday was happening until, when I was on my way over to your house to talk to you. Oh, yeah, it's my really good friend's 30th birthday.
Yeah, I was playing it tight to the chest.
Yeah, I don't even
know
this guy either.
Yeah.
No, he's one of the main guys down there, one of the guys that kind of puts together, like, gatherings, and one of the best friends of pretty much everyone in the group.
So how did you decide not to wear the San Diego clothes?
Be
yourself, man.
No, no, I was myself. Good. Let me just tell you, like, I went down, and I planned on wearing my fitted blazer. I wore a vest with a tie because
nice.
I have this personal ritual whenever it's a friend's birthday to wear a tie to show them that I care.
You are amazing with that.
Year after year,
clockwork.
Yeah, it's something that shows them, like, hey man, I'm dressed, like, this is an occasion for me. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that about you. I do,
yeah.
I do.
It's love, man.
I know.
So, I get down there, and by the time I get down there, The party bus for my friend's birthday was already at its first destination, which was this venue called the Belly Up in North County, San Diego, Solana Beach. So I park my car with the intention of getting onto the bus, go into the venue, say hellos to everybody, have about a beer and a half, maybe. And then from there, everyone decides that it's time to go to the next venue for the next concert show kind of thing. So I didn't actually realize this. I'm seeing all, like, my old fucking San Diego friends giving hugs and saying hi. But as soon as everyone piles out and starts heading towards the bus, I realize there are 40 people in this group. So we're like a fucking mobile battalion, pretty much. Like, it's fucking a lot of people. I can't remember last time I partied.
40 people?
40 people.
Was it a party bus?
It was a party bus.
Oh, that's those are fun.
So I can't remember the last time I partied with literally 40 people deep in a mobile setting, like moving around.
Was there booze on the bus?
We get there.
All right. Yeah.
So we start walking out to the bus. It's about like a couple blocks away. We walk up. I see the thing. It's this big blue, it's an old converted shuttle bus, like you know, a city bus but smaller.
Right, like a
like
party bus,
like a special
like
a
bus?
Bus, like a special
yeah.
kid bus.
So, open up the door, get inside, and I see that all the seating is like just on the side, so you got room for like a dance floor in the middle and people to walk around and converse and stuff. And there's stripper poles just kind of strewn about the place.
Classy. Were there strippers?
No strippers.
Were there some divorce
strippers? yeah, I'll get to that. So I see, like, as soon as I get onto the bus, I see that Greg, the birthday boy's dad, is there. We call him Uncle Greg. Nicest guy. He's there with a date. Never met her before. I can't remember her name. This equally aged blonde chick, San Diego type, not that bad looking.
Kind of girl that you'd find sleeping at a bar.
That's a callback.
Madame Suzanne.
That's a callback.
Madame Suzanne, how are you?
So, it's actually Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne. Sorry. All right.
The whole time I'm on the bus, I'm realizing that everyone around me is far more drunk than I am, and I see a cooler full of booze. So I'm like, all right, cool, fuck it. I start trying to catch up. I'm pouring like three quarters of one of those red cups of Captain Morgan's with like a splash of Coke on top of it, you know, and I'm just kind of like upending it, like, all right, cool, let's do this. And it's a half hour drive from where we are to the next venue.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Might
and this
well
guy was
up, right?
This guy was hauling ass on the freeway, the bus driver. And it's one of those buses, like, it's completely dark inside. They've got speakers everywhere. They're blasting top 40 fucking radio shit.
Yeah.
And there's this strobe light in the front that's shooting these green lasers back at everybody.
Right.
And the aesthetic that that created was confusing to me.
Imagine rolling balls on that shit.
Seriously.
I can kind of imagine it. It's something like a puppy in front of a TV for the first time.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's just like, I'm looking around, like shit's kind of moving, and I'm like trying to get in a conversation, drinking my Captain Morgan's. It's like, have you guys seen the last Harry Potter movie? No.
I can't say that.
You haven't? Okay, well.
I stopped at number two.
And that was going to be my reference, but okay, you've seen Dumbo. You know that scene where it's the elephants?
That's his backup reference.
So, like, okay, you know the scene where, like, the elephants are, like, blending into each other and, like, their faces are coming together and, like, one of them's ripping and, like, you can't really, like, really tell what's going
right.
on? There's, like, seven elephants
yeah,
dancing
right.
and they're all different colors.
So, kind of like,
that's what being on that bus.
You're
loathing
in Las Vegas, maybe?
Yeah.
No, but, like, more confusing.
More confusing
and more animated. And more animated. Literally.
Yeah, definitely more animated. Like, there's a scene in Harry Potter where, like, they're what's called disapparating. Him and Voldemort.
You air quoted that.
And they're like it's cut like them two just spinning and it's this close up and like faces are blending together and people are becoming other people and you're just trying to like keep track of what's what in front of you.
I think
time.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen that part.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Just like
then
this
I change
kind
the
of
channel.
Mishmash ripping of faces and people and blending that is like it's I'm like kind of like confused in all this, then before I know it, we're stopped at the next venue. I'm like, oh my god, thank god. I'm not even drunk yet, but get me off of this fucking bus. So, get off, start walking up, like, fucking hanging out with maybe two of the guys, and one of these San Diego kids, he sees me in, like, my vest and tie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
And,
what was he wearing? His baseball
yeah,
hat?
He was wearing his standard San Diego uniform of a tank top, board shorts, I want to say rubber slippers, and yes, the hat with the flat bill.
Yeah,
yes.
San Diego, Padres hat.
Yeah. And like he was standing in a group of like maybe four other guys that looked exactly like he did. They're all dressed pretty much the fucking same, just in different color
patterns.
They look
good in the fucking bars with board shorts and a tank top?
Down there, dude. It's the
usual. Where were you exactly down there? In PB or?
Ocean Beach.
Ocean Beach, okay.
I found out later, because what the fuck is Ocean Beach? I don't know.
Close to the ocean.
Pretty sure it's by the ocean.
Yeah. So one of them, I'm walking with a friend of mine, and there's like 40 of us. So, like, honestly, I would not recommend to anyone saying anything to anyone.
And your friends
us.
Are.
Wait, these weren't in your group?
No, these guys were not in my group.
Oh, okay.
These guys were outside.
These
of
are
group.
Outside.
The dudes in that group that you're in are.
They're
fighters.
They're fighters.
I mean, they're tough
every
dudes.
Every one of them, and
yeah.
I'll get into that.
Yeah, okay.
So.
How many things are you getting into now? Six,
yeah, no,
seven,
no, no,
seven,
no.
Eight?
Like, well, you guys are leading into different points of the story.
I like it. There
so,
we go.
One of these fucking San Diego fucking douchebags says, like, hey, man, what's up with the tie? And me being nice, you know, and being like, oh, it's a friend's birthday, you know, like,
yeah,
I just
yeah.
gotta do this, you know, like, actually taking time to explain
yeah.
it to the guy. And he's like, you're overdressed.
It's like,
you're underdressed.
What? How the fuck do you know where I'm coming
from? Is that
from?
What you
like,
did?
Yeah,
that's how you
were. I'm pissed. Like, how the fuck do you know where I'm
You went from, like, the nicest guy to fucking, like...
Hey, yeah. Well, basically, how it happens is, when my friend has a birthday, I like to dress up to show them that I really care about, you know, them, and it's a special occasion. You're under the...
Fuck you, man! Are you Henry VIII? I am the King of England! I'm sorry, I...
How do you know where the fuck I'm coming from? And, like, I'm, like... It's just me and, like, fucking, like, probably a sea of people around me all just staring at these guys I'm yelling at, and they're just like, oh, never mind, I'm sorry.
You're fucking phalanx behind, you know?
So, we get into the venue, and a friend of the group, his name is Mike Pinto, he's a performer down there, plays guitar, like, ska, reggae kind of stuff.
Oh, no way, in San Diego?
It's weird, I know.
I know, it's weird. Like, really beachy kind of music?
Skaggy.
And this is going to blow your mind. He even mixes some elements of punk into his ska and reggae.
What?
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Really?
That's
innovative.
So unique.
What?
Yeah.
An original artist.
No, but he does have a very unique sound, and I like it. So, we're there for a good 20 minutes. Everyone's in the middle just dancing. Mike Pinto already says, hey, what's up to the birthday boy? And, you know, eventually my brother... who's also there, he lives in San Diego, he's kind of starts, you know, maybe just throwing a little bit of arms out, and eventually, like, maybe 30 seconds later, you've got a little love pit going on, you know, not a mosh pit where people
right,
are, like,
right,
throwing
right.
elbows and trying to hurt people, like, just, like, you know, lovingly bumping into your friends and dancing and skanking.
Which only leads to a fucking mosh pit, you freaking weirdos.
Only when only when fucking dumbass people show up, like this... military guy that came in and saw what was happening and apparently thought that this was some kind of, like, mosh situation.
Mm.
Didn't realize that this is 40 people that all are together.
Just doing...
Comes
oh,
in.
Okay, okay.
So, like, I'm just kind of, like, skanking around, and all of a sudden I hear this commotion behind me, and I see people kind of getting shoved more than they should be.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, like, I'm kind of, like, looking to see what happened, and then I hear this.
Somebody was masturbating?
Yeah.
That
sound,
you know that sound of fist on face? I heard that. And it was not only one, not only two, but it was three times. Like, quick like that.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm kind of looking around like, I know exactly what just happened, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So what the fuck just, who did that?
Yeah.
And I look over and I see my friend Zoe just kind of standing there like staring off at this tall military guy.
How do you know
who's got? Because you can tell.
The
I mean, being raised, being,
and, like, the
haircut.
He had the haircut.
And obviously
he
PTSD.
Had, like, he probably had, like, a USMC shirt on, something like
he
that.
He thought that was, like, an attack with the fucking...
Yeah, like, you
bit.
Know, you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think what happened was, this guy got nuts, and he started, like, pushing people and, like, maybe throwing an elbow or something, and then my friend Zoe just came up and fucking connected his fist on his face three times, and... Then what happened was, which is what confused the military guy, is this crowd just kind of moved in front of Lorenzo.
Uh-huh.
Not like he was intending to blend in, like Lorenzo was standing there ready to fight, but the crowd just kind of moved around him.
Right, right.
Like,
I'll fight for him. I will stand up for him, sir.
I'm Spartacus.
Yeah,
I'm
Spartacus.
Like, you know, like in Batman Begins, where, like, he's in that test, and then the ninjas move around, and, like,
yeah.
they hide the guy? Like,
yeah.
it was kind of like that. So, like, the guy's just looking around, like, which one of y'all just hit me? And Lorenzo's just standing there, just like ready to go, but he's just been blended out by this point, so the guy can't see what just happened.
I did.
And then another friend of ours, Leia, she comes up and just starts screaming at the guy because she knows this guy isn't gonna hit a girl, so she's like fucking.
I hate that so much.
Call everyone to hit girls. Next episode.
Hey, well, anyway. So Leia's yelling at this guy.
She's like putting her hand in his face.
Yeah, pretty much.
All like fucking all
in. And
he's
still trying to figure out who just hit him.
Right.
So Leia's coming up yelling in his face. Then Greg sees what's going on. He's like fucking, he gets into fight mode. Like, what the fuck? And like starts pushing the guy. And like people start holding Greg back. Still, Lorenzo's just standing there like fucking...
like a fucking cigar store Indian.
Yeah, like, what? I don't get to hit this guy.
Shaking his hand, I'm sure.
Yeah, so then I walk up and try to be the cool head because I know, like, pretty much everyone around me is just ready to fucking...
Oh, God, what kind of fucking fucked up Armageddon is you are the cool prevailing
head? You already went down in the parking lot. It's Italia. Fuck you! I'm the cool head of this 39 people, not including me! That's scary.
I don't know. I can keep a cool head in these kind of situations, especially when I'm not personally involved in them.
Right.
So I walk up to the guy, and I kind of give him this, like, hand gesture thing, you know? Like, you're putting your hand, I'm like, look, man, I don't think you really know what's going on here. Like, there's a lot of people. I don't think this is a situation. Like, this isn't something you can win. You should probably just walk off right now. And he's still looking around, like, no! Who the fuck hit me?
God bless our soldiers.
So you hit him.
No, so like apparently my brother the whole time was standing right behind him, like, Zach, here, come on, do something, Zach. like ready to just put him in a chokehold and put this guy to sleep. So what happened was we start seeing these green hats pop up all over the place. The green hats are apparently security guys. Yeah. So the green hats start popping up, and I see this flashlight just come in out of the crowd, like just kind of like working its way towards where we are. And I can only imagine what the bouncer saw when he walked up on this situation was. A line of people all kind of pointing at this one guy,
yeah,
and like certain people are angry. One guy's like pointing at him, like, "Look, you need to calm down," things like that. And the bartender, the bouncer, just immediately knows what to do. Like, okay, cool, this guy's out.
Yeah, yeah.
He made the Like, of course, you would make
it's
that
majority.
I mean, there's like all these people pointing at one guy. Obviously, you would kick the one guy out.
Yeah.
He's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Like me and
that'd be awesome. They kicked all 40 of them out.
Yeah, like me in Studio 54 in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. If you're the problem, you're getting
either
going to
kick Puma Sway and the other horse party, or you kick this guy out. I think we're gonna go with this guy.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, it's just so funny because, like, this. I mean. He probably should learn his lesson and not go out and start fucking just beating on people because he sees a mosh pit. But, like, the bouncers are, like, fucking pulling him out. And he's still like, what the fuck? Who hit me kind of thing. Like, I don't even know what happened. And, anyway, so that was the highlight of the,
wow.
Of that show.
That's hilarious.
Like, dude, like, that sound of fucking three punches in succession. I was kind of like, wow, so that was pretty fast, man.
Connected three times. Yeah.
You sure it wasn't like three different people all punched at the same time?
Nah, it was all so. Anyway, so we stay there for about another hour or something, laugh about the situation, and
you go outside, and the 34th Infantry was in the parking lot waiting for it.
Not this time, thank God. So we get back on the bus.
Wait, not this time. Tell that fucking story.
Yeah. Goddamn militia.
We get back on the bus and head back uptown, and it's another one of those situations where faces are just blending in. It's that stupid bus with that fucking strobe light. And I went down with my girlfriend. And
poor Nessie. That's not her name. Don't worry. I've made up a name.
Anyway, so I went down with my girlfriend, and she had had a few drinks at this point. And when we get back onto the bus, she, bless her soul, makes use of the stripper pole.
Oh, that's nice. Wholesome. That's
nice way to calm everybody down after a fight.
That's what
Let's realize. Hold on. I got something for you.
There's a sexual frustration in this room right now.
Yeah.
But don't touch it. Except for him.
So she starts, like, she has never been on a stripper pole before, but she takes to it like a fish in water, man. Just making all the right moves and all the right times and stuff.
The Northern Atlantic pole dancing fish.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
Very rare nowadays.
Yes, at home in the bus water of the converted.
Yeah, you know what
sandals.
I want my my partner in a loving relationship to do? Pole dance in front of my friends.
Yeah.
This is interesting, though.
That's not. I'm gonna see a picture of that.
I don't
There's
think
39
so.
Other people with fucking camera
yeah,
phones.
Like,
oh,
I had
this.
Such tunnel vision as soon as she started. I just kind of sat down in the chair and started watching and just kind of like,
how much money
yeah.
did you give her?
Yeah, you know, like getting into it. Like, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Well,
just
he,
like that.
He actually asked to borrow singles from her.
Yeah.
And gave it back.
Honey, do you got any single pressure purse, baby doll?
What was she dancing to?
I don't know. Some top 40 fucking radio song. I don't really pay attention. So
Ness. I mean, really?
No, but this is the thing, though. Like I actually sat down and was so bewitched by her performance that I didn't realize the fact that there was, literally... I thought everyone was in their own conversation, but I sit down and I kind of like, eventually, as soon as she stops, I look around and there's just like, probably 10 or 15 other people just sitting down right next to me, just staring like, yeah.
You mean a bus full of guys is staring at a girl in a fucking stripper?
There was other women.
That's weird.
Well,
you know, drunk people?
Remember
your
Uncle Greg?
Dancing on a stripper pole?
Remember how I said Uncle Greg? This is when I realized that other people were watching. Is Uncle Greg comes up to me as soon as the bus lets out. It's like, bruh. How's your chick, yeah? Mean, huh? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Pepper.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
we were on a public bus.
Pepper.
Shit, didn't realize.
Shout out to Pepper there.
Yeah, apparently she was the talk of the bus ride after that. Anyway, so we get back to Greg's house, and everyone's still drinking and playing guitar and singing songs, and this is what you do in San Diego as compared to here. Like, everyone rejoices and just kind of sings, and oh, that's actually really nice. I like it.
Yeah, it sounds fucking...
I gotta listen to shitty guys play guitar and sing all the time? That sucks.
See what I'm talking about?
I hate when guys play guitar.
It's
like,
a fucking party guy.
It's that guy
at the
guitar.
Party.
I hate that. It's like, put it down, just hang out. Why can't we solve this?
No, like,
sing a song with me.
Yes.
Sing a song? Yeah, let's all sing a song without the guitar guy.
Dude, like, someone starts playing Steer It Up and a whole crowd just
goes... Oh my god, they're playing reggae?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put it on the stereo? I'd rather listen to it and dance to it.
You know who sings Bob Marley really well? Bob fucking Marley.
I'd rather...
Kumbaya.
So you're saying the most annoying guy at the party, who is the guitar guy, this party was like 39 deep full of guitar guy?
Yeah.
How many guitars were there?
There was only one guitar,
but
it was great. You get to hear your friends' voices, you get to sing
I hear
along.
Them too when I'm talking to them.
Yeah, but you get to hear their singing voices. I personally appreciate
it. Maybe I'd get used to it if I lived down there, but I don't know. It seems like one Christmas party, dude.
I'm sure
I'd get used
to
fucking
one time.
Anal rape if I was in federal penitentiary, but doesn't mean I don't fucking like it.
Or
some girl singing Silent Night, and I was like, just put the guitar down. Remember that Christmas party? And I was laughing at her, and I made fun of her outside through the window, and everybody was
like... And I had to fucking get you guys out of there before the entire crowd turned on you two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Talking like, I don't keep a level head. Jesus Christ, they would have fucking ate us all.
Party, and the one guy just picks up and they like...
Yeah. Where did this come from?
Like, sings a Creed song.
That's my brother.
That's how annoying
he does
that.
That's fucking
stupid.
If people know the lyrics,
it's just... You don't say the vowels. You don't say any of the vowels.
This is actually called the pussy chords. These are the pussy chords.
I don't care.
You play at a party, fucking drunk pussy.
You know what?
No way. You only sing vowels. Only vowels.
What a musical episode this is. Awesome. I love it. Can you play that again? See, like, if you had lyrics to that, I would totally be into it. I'd sing along with you. Anyway, so apparently we stay there for like maybe an hour or so singing songs and hanging out. And then me and my brother and several other people went back to my brother's house. And I get a text from Ryan later that night like, holy shit, you just missed the drama. Apparently, Greg... The
guitar string broke? Is that happened?
Yeah.
Somebody lost a pick?
Hardy. Apparently, Greg, the birthday boy's girlfriend, ended up in a brutal fist fight with...
Marie?
Uncle Greg's date.
Oh, Suzanne?
No. Well, yeah, the older woman.
Yeah.
Like, his... Like Greg...
Oh, so a girl and girl fight?
Greg's dad brought a girl, and then Greg's girlfriend fought his dad's date.
Why?
Fist fought.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Wait. It would be really cool if while that was happening, while they were shit-talking, a guy got up into the girl's face and started putting his hand in it and then, like, calling her out because he knew she wouldn't hit a guy. That would be fucking awesome.
I don't think it works that way.
What?
I actually never got the details as to why that happened.
Oh, wow. Thanks for bringing up that story.
Uncle Greg does not sound like greatest
Uncle Greg
guy.
Uncle Greg's super cool, but I think he realized as soon as we all got onto the bus, like, this was a bad idea.
This was, 40 people, booze,
and a date.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
not the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was San Diego. And real quick, I wanted to talk to you guys about this. Now, Is it weird that when my girlfriend was pole dancing and it came to light that other people were watching,
that other guys are masturbating,
it kind of turned me on?
Yes. That's, yes.
A little bit. Like, just the fact that, like, wow, that's my chick,
well,
and I'm taking her home. Yeah, you see that? See
well,
that,
you,
guys?
You,
that's
you,
my
if you want to get real excited, I'll fuck her for you.
No!
So you're not implying that. You're not implying it right out of, if we had a three-way with her,
just,
we
I'll
love you, Ness. If we had a three-way and you would watch, that doesn't, it's
I
just
didn't
more,
like that suggestion!
Yeah, I'm just going to stick
okay.
my, I'm going to stick my meat into her mouth until she gags, like, right in front of you, and then I'll take a snapshot of
okay,
it and make a gift.
Can I ask
well, maybe,
you
maybe something. You're starting to realize that you want to push the envelope a little bit more and go there.
I'm just saying, have you ever gotten that?
No.
Have you ever gotten that? When
not
your
really.
Because
I'm ashamed.
On,
I'm ashamed.
You were with a girl that showed up to the pool in this skimpy little fucking
I'm ashamed of my women.
Yeah.
And your friends were like, dude, she's like flashing a flashlight in my eyes. I can't not look at
yeah,
this.
You said that.
I was the only one?
Yes.
Yeah, I was.
Said that?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody
yeah.
else say
yeah.
that.
No, no, no.
Fine.
Well, I mean, I think that question maybe should be answered later, but that's... That's funny. Well, we're going to come right back with the Zach Attacks. He's got something good for us this week, so we'll be right back. BODS, we are back with another Zach Attacks. Zach, what are you attacking for us today?
All right. So this is a situation that maybe some of you listeners that have dealt with before, maybe not. I was on a plane once, and... we were sitting in the back of the plane, coach, whatever you want to call it. We were on our way to Hawaii, whatever, doesn't matter. Something about traveling and especially flying makes me particularly hungry. I'm not sure if it does the same for you
it
guys.
Always makes me hungry.
It's because you're flapping your arms so much, huh?
He's
here all week.
Now, probably the worst thing that an airline can do, I think it was United that we were on, is... only stock enough food for the first 15 rows. So we're on the plane ride. I'm getting my typical very like just fucking famished because we've been in the air for about an hour at this point. They bring the food back and I'm like, oh my God, please, just a sandwich, some peanuts, anything. And by the time the stewardess actually gets back to me, she says, yeah, we're actually completely out of meals. It's like, hold on, whoa.
Were you promised a meal?
I feel like just getting onto a plane is
not
kind
so
of
much anymore.
Tacit agreement
no.
to getting a meal?
No,
I say.
Not anymore.
Depends where you're flying.
Yeah.
Apparently not. This is what I found out the hard way.
Yeah.
So she says to me, no, I'm sorry, we don't have any more meals. And I'm like, whoa. So just due simply to the fact that I am in row 29, I don't get a meal. By no fault of my own, just because of the way the seating arrangement went, I am not going to be fed on this entire plane ride, and we've got another 4 hours to go, and I am cranky pants hungry right now.
So you're obviously on a 5 hour flight. So that's a meal flight.
Right.
Okay.
No,
it's
only
a meal
flight if you pay for the meal.
I would have paid for the
meal. Where were you flying from?
Hawaii. I was flying to Hawaii.
From LA.
Yeah. Ryan was actually on the plane.
Have you gotten a meal from LA to Hawaii before?
Yeah.
Like a dinner meal. Every single time. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you guys explain to me why an airline would not stock enough food to feed everyone on board?
Well, that's because you probably had to pay for the meal on that flight, and they only had enough for the people that you paid for it.
I don't think so.
Is that not included in the ticket, though?
Not all the time, no.
You have to click a fucking box to say, I want to actually
sometimes
eat.
You have to do it.
I need to eat?
Have you flown this airline before?
Yeah.
What is it?
I want to say United. Could have been Hawaiian.
It might have just been a really big fuck up.
Well,
inventory.
It was a full flight. And you know what? I think what it is that they factor in people that don't want a meal. You know? So that's the only reason that they would... not stock enough food for everyone on board because the thing, like, hey, you know what?
Women and children only.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
This is the Titanic.
Well, seriously, are we going down or something?
Honestly, you know, I think they did you a favor.
I mean, because airplane food fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be like an 80s comedian here, but fucking airline food fucking sucks.
What's the deal with airline food?
What's the deal?
You might have dodged food poisoning, so there you go.
Seriously.
I would have gladly eaten the fucking carpet at that point. I was so
fucking hungry. Did you eat the carpet?
I did not.
Even snacks? They ran out of snacks?
You're exaggerating.
They ran out of snacks, like peanuts and fucking pretzels and shit?
Actually, I kind of created a scene when this happened.
Sort of a scene means a fucking scene.
I kind of created a little scene,
yeah,
a little bit.
Like Alec Baldwin.
Ryan will actually attest to this. He was there watching me just kind of like lose my shit because they didn't have any food for me. By simply the fact, I felt like it was back of the bus racism or something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just because I'm sitting in the back of the bus, I don't get food?
You turned into Rosa Parks?
Kind of.
On this plane?
I mean, I'm not trying to...
Add it, come!
Add it! So you're ready to walk to the front of the plane and be like, oh, how's this seat in the front here? How about I take your fucking sandwich, huh? You think you're better than me?
Well, they are. They're in the front of the plane. They paid
there was no. It was an Airbus.
Rich people. Rich people first.
There was a first class on this.
But did they explain to you why they didn't have food?
They didn't stock enough.
Okay.
Do you guys have an answer for me?
So
like,
it's an inventory problem. They fucked up.
It just sounds like a fuck up. This is not something we. This is not like Charles Bronson where you don't get him. It's like they didn't have enough food. That's the answer. They didn't stock enough. You already answered your own fucking question.
Well, let me help you guys out then.
It's a shitty, weird, rare situation that you happen to be involved in.
It's unfortunate,
yeah.
But I can't explain to you why they didn't stock enough.
Well, this is what Ryan did.
Salad the department just...
Yeah.
I screwed the pooch.
It was my bad.
I'm sorry.
I only stocked enough for rows 1 through 17, and you're on 29. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ryan explained it to me in the sense of, like, look, they probably did it because, you know what? Wasting food is wasteful. Because our friend Ryan's a bit of a fucking hippie.
Yeah. And he's not helpful in these situations.
No.
He's helpful in every other situation, but not when you're...
Not when I'm fucking...
Was he doing push-ups at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he actually nosedive the plane down so he could then save it?
He was actually feeding some babies the food that I could have eaten at the time. That's how Ryan
regurgitating
is.
Into their mouths.
Wouldn't it have been worse if, like, the person next to you got food?
Yeah. Like the last one was like 29.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like Ryan's eating like a fucking cold turkey sandwich and he's just like kind of looking at you like, this is actually pretty good.
This is the best thing I've ever had in my
life. Like if they feed people from inside to out and I was sitting on the outside, like both like window seat and middle seat get one, and I'm just kind of like looking at them like, fuck y'all.
I actually wish I was on that flight because I would have actually given somebody $100 just to eat their food, even though I didn't want it, just so you couldn't eat and you could see me eat.
No, this was like one of those.
Here's $100.
Give
me your
sandwich.
I'm gonna sit right next to Zach, and I'm just gonna look at him the whole time, right? Every bar.
Oh god, I can't even eat this whole thing. I'm just like slammed to the ground.
Yeah, just throw it in the trash. I'm so full.
Dude, it was that situation beyond laughter. Like Ryan was trying to get me to laugh, and I was just like, not. I was like, but legitimately livid at this point that they did not feed the back rows. I thought, like, this is kind of bullshit. And his answer to that was, well, you can't really, because, like, what is, like, otherwise if you pack enough food for every passenger and then you're just wasting food because somebody didn't eat, it's wasteful. And save the whales. Go Greenpeace kind of shit. Because, you know, that's what he said.
Well, was it like 10 people couldn't get food, or, like, was it, like, 40 people didn't get food?
30?
Okay. It just sounds like a mess up. I don't really know if this is, we can really talk you into this one, because it sounded like somebody just messed up.
But it's a funny scenario.
But it's a funny scenario.
You happen to be, that scenario maybe happens, like, I don't know. I don't think it happens really ever, but that happened to you.
Yeah. Of course it happens to you. Look at it.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
They didn't have peanuts, they didn't have pretzels, they didn't have fucking bubble gum, they didn't have fucking...
But why? Why didn't they, like, look, we don't have enough food. Like, why did they do, like, a system to where you could win the food? Like, a raffle.
Yeah, like a fight to the death.
Like, why did they start from 1 to 17? 1 to 17.
Just give two people box cutters and
beat
the end of the plane and just see how, like, if they could kill 30.
Yeah.
I'd have fucking knifed the guy.
Yeah.
I'd have fucking knifed the guy.
I mean, the pilots had, like, Salisbury steaks up there.
I know.
Sure, like,
they're eating the chicken and the chicken.
They actually have a tandoori oven in the cockpit.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a lot of smoke, but, you know.
Well, I guess
I'm not really attacking anything. Never mind that.
Well, that's an attack.
That's an attack.
That's an interesting attack.
We gotta wrap this. We gotta get out of here. BODS, thanks guys for tuning in. Give us a like on the Facebook, www.facebook.com/BODS Entertainment, and you'll see all the other links on there as well. Take care. We'll see you guys next time.
Love you.
Bye.